Everyone, I am Obusimba Chidinma by name, and I welcome you all to Obusimba Chidinma Show. This is a weekly broadcast where I'll be sharing with you my experiences, stories, as well as my thoughts on motivation, business, and relationship. Today, I'll be sharing with you something I don't like talking about always because it's something I'm not proud of. Something I don't like, but it's an experience, and I'll be sharing it with you all today. Stay tuned. Yes, like I said, I'll be sharing with you my experience while growing up. It's not something I'm proud of anyway, but as a way of encouraging other people, inspiring other people, I love to share my own stories, my personal stories. Loving myself was difficult and almost seemed impossible while growing up. As a child, I would always complain before the mirror, every single thing. I'll complain about every single thing concerning me. I don't like the way my hair look, I don't like the way my legs look, I don't like the way my eyes look, and all of that. And one day, I stood before the mirror and said to myself, it's like God doesn't love me, and that was why He created me this way. You see, growing up with that mentality of continuous wishing to be someone else is the worst thing that can ever happen to anyone. An adult, a child, just anyone at all. I will always exclude myself from school games, sports, debates, and some other social activities. Why? Because I always feel I'm not good enough. I always feel people will not like me. And that was very wrong. Very, very wrong. But no one told me. I never said it out. I'm the quiet type, the shy type. I don't really talk that much. I just watch people and keep my opinions to myself. I can't even talk before my friends. Not to talk of engaging in conversation outside. I would always stay indoors. Not because I have nothing to say. But because I was scared of what people would think about me. I was afraid. And you know what? I don't even know what I was afraid of. I don't know. Criticism? That never happened. Failure? That never happened. You know why that never happened? It's because I never tried. When you don't try something, failure doesn't happen. So sitting right inside and telling yourself, I am going to fail if I do this thing, is very wrong. You haven't done it yet, and you keep telling yourself you will fail. That's a wrong mindset, and that was what happened to me. Everything about me was negative inside my head. And whatever is inside your head is what you project out. I already told myself I can't do it inside of me. So there is no way I can do it outside. I thank God that today I have the courage to share some of these experiences with people. Like I said, it's something I'm not proud of. But I have to tell it out to other people. So many people are going through low self-esteem today. A lot of people. And what is the way out? What is the solution? Today I'll be sharing with you 4 things I did that helped me. 4 things I did that helped me a lot, that helped me become somebody today, that helped me become a better version of myself today. Before I share with you these 4 steps, I would love to tell you that for those steps to work for you, you need to first of all realize that you need these things. you need to realize that, yes, I need help. It is when you realize that you need help that you seek for it. When you realize that you need it, that is when you seek for it. So if you're someone who is going through low self-esteem, first of all, you need to admit to yourself that you have a problem with low self-esteem. Admit to yourself that you have this problem. You don't need to say it to anyone, but say it to yourself. You can lie to everyone out there, but there is one person you can never lie to, and that person is you. You can lie to you, but you can lie to me. Admit to yourself that you need help. Admit it that you need this help. The first thing I learned to do was to appreciate God. I would wake up every morning and thank God for everything about me. I will thank God for my hair. I will thank God for my clothes. I will thank God for my shoes. I will thank God for my eyes. Everything. When you learn to thank God for everything that He has given to you, it helps you love yourself the more. It helps you appreciate yourself the more. Learn to appreciate God. Learn to thank God for everything about you, every situation, every circumstances. Learn to thank God. Even if you write an examination and fail, thank God. Thank God for it. It will give you the courage to try again. It will give you the courage to step, move a little bit forward. It will give you that courage. Secondly, speak to yourself. Learn to say positive things about yourself. Learn to say positive things about yourself. Unlike me, while growing up, I always complain. My leg is not good. My eyes is not good. My hair is not good. And all of that. Learn to say positive things about yourself. It will help you love yourself the more. When you wake up, tell yourself, "Oh, Chinima, I love the way your hands are looking this morning. I love the way your hair are looking this morning. I love the way your feet are looking this morning." Appreciate yourself. Say positive things about yourself. You don't need anybody to tell you you're beautiful, because you are beautiful and wonderfully made by God. Say to yourself, tell yourself how beautiful you are before the mirror. Appreciate yourself. When you learn to say positive things about yourself, it helps you build your internal courage. It helps you build strength inside of you. Don't allow anyone make you feel inferior. You step out on the road and people say you are beautiful. Let that person be the second person to tell you that you are beautiful. Why? Because you have already told yourself that you are beautiful. So even if no one tell you out there that you are beautiful, you know inside of you that you are beautiful. And you carry that self-esteem that you are beautiful. No matter what people tell you, even though they tell you you're not looking good this morning, tell them, "I know I am looking good this morning." Who told you? I told myself that I am looking good this morning. I am looking fine this morning. Don't always wait for people to comment you. Tell good things about yourself. Don't wait for people to tell you. Say it to yourself. You deserve the best. And thirdly, apologize to yourself when you do wrong things. Learn to say "I'm sorry" to yourself. You don't need to always apologize to people. It is not only people that you apologize to. Learn to apologize to yourself. Say sorry to yourself. Say sorry to yourself. "Oh, I'm sorry, Chidima. I didn't get to finish the book I said I would read today." Say sorry to yourself. It doesn't take anything. When you learn to say sorry to yourself, you'll find it very easy saying sorry to other people. But when you cannot say sorry to yourself, then how will you be able to say sorry to someone else? Learn to apologize to yourself. And lastly, Learn to forgive yourself. Learn to forgive yourself. One of the things that a lot of people suffer from today is self-guilt. They don't forgive themselves. Always living with the pain of yesterday. Always living with the shame of yesterday. Learn to forgive yourself. Learn to forgive yourself. When you learn to forgive yourself, you will not find it difficult to forgive other people. You hear a lot of people say, "I forgive you, but I can't forget it." That's wrong. Learn to forgive yourself. Learn to forgive yourself. Forget about it. Don't wake up today with the pain of yesterday. Don't allow the pain of yesterday come into today. No. Once you are going to bed, forgive yourself about everything that happened during the day. Forgive yourself about the things you couldn't accomplish during the day. Forgive yourself about the goals you couldn't meet up with. Forgive yourself about the deadlines you couldn't meet up with. So when you wake up in the morning, you wake up stronger. When you wake up in the morning, you wake up with a new and positive mindset. Let's run it again. 1, learn to appreciate God. Secondly, learn to speak to yourself. Speak positive things about yourself. And thirdly, learn to apologize to yourself. And fourth, learn to forgive yourself. I hope you found value in this message. Join us next week Saturday on Obusimba Chidima Show. Bye. Love you.